Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Fact with Darren Moore.
It's going to start up with a warm-up one. Since this is the world we live in, right? You just need to, before you get like, you know, relaxed with how things work. Since June of 2021, a hamster by the name of Mr. Cox. Yes, the hamster. He's been trading cryptocurrencies via a high-tech hamster wheel and tunnels. And at times, he has performed better than the S&P 500, Bitcoin and NASDAQ. And even Warren Buffett.
Stop it.
Since June, consistently. Mr. Cox, the hamster, and his wheel. So he's outperforming.
I want to Google this, but how do you spell Mr. Cox for fear of my...
C-O-X-X.
C-O-X-X?
Yes.
There we go. G-O.
So, Darren Moore, I've got a question.
Yes?
So if he's rubbing shoulders with the likes of Warren Buffett...
Oh, sorry, it's G-O-X-X. Gox.
Oh, Gox.
Yeah.
If he's rubbing shoulders with the likes of Warren Buffett...
Yeah.
Is Mr. Cox up there in the billionaire scale?
He's not rubbing anything except the hamster wheel. They none of them will accept his excellence. He's an outlander.
Okay.
They don't. He was like Dogecoin 2 years ago.
Would Mr. Cox be knighted?
Would he be? If he continues like this, uninterrupted, beating four top markets,
yeah,
there's a good chance.
I know.
Plus, he's a hamster. He'd be lucky to see next year.
Yeah, asking for a friend's child. Is he single?
Yeah.
For the hamster, not the child.
I think they perform very, very well for short spurts, and then they go up to the farm up north. The farm.
Oh, yes,
the
farm.
Yeah.
The farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't know where on the journey Mr. Gox is, but he's doing very well.
Cool. Well done, Mr. Gox.
Nice, Goxy. Yeah.
Also, this is an interesting fact. You know, Facebook Messenger has a voice option where you can send voicemail
yes.
on Facebook Messenger.
A voice note, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot like a WhatsApp voice note,
yes.
but Facebook Messenger has it as well.
Yes.
Did you know that 50% of the globe's Facebook Messenger voice traffic is from one small country alone?
Which one?
Cambodia.
Seriously?
Cambodia sort of connects China to India.
Yeah.
Because the language, the Khmer written language is so difficult to write,
yeah.
everyone just given up on writing. They're just like voice note each other.
But,
and so it makes up 50% of Facebook
yeah.
Messenger's traffic. Crazy, right?
That makes sense.
It's close to Zulu as well. Eh? Zulu is a bit problematic when it comes to writing it.
Yeah.
Because...
And then you have to switch off predictive texts, which is why you don't get autocorrect with other words.
Yeah.
I get it.
May I say, just to pop in here quickly, if any of you are ever looking for a random but incredible place to visit, Cambodia was not even on my bucket list when I went there. It was amazing.
Is that where you saw the monk?
Yeah.
Oh. Have you heard the monk story,
no.
Darren?
Okay. No, I want to. One day. We'll share stories.
Off air.
You can tell us the monk one. I'll tell you the Egypt one.
Nope. And get facts.
Okay. And so you asked me yesterday,
yes.
half mast.
Yes.
What's up with that? Well, half mast refers to a flag flying below the summit of a ship or a pole on land or a pole on a building. Mm-hmm. In many countries, it's seen as a symbol of respect and mourning and even distress and in some cases a salute, but mostly mourning and respect. And the tradition of flying the flag at half mast dates all the way back to the 17th century. And they lower the flag on the mast to make space for the invisible flag of death to fly above.
Stop it!
No, man.
And that's why we fly at half mast.
Thank you, sir.
Did it happen?
Done more! I appreciate this.
It's great, right?
Yeah!
So what happened?
I just got facts!
Yeah!
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.